Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Waking Dublin up
in the morning.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Wake up with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
Good morning, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. And it's Crossy and Zainab with you this morning. Yeah, no Jim again today.
He's, no.
He got under the weather.
I know, very under the weather. And I hate that I'm saying this, but because he's not here, can I say happy hump day?
Get out of here.
No.
Not a chance.
Why
that
not?
That is the worst.
I love saying it.
Happy hump day. Why.
Happy hump day.
Tay-tay. Well, there's another word as well.
You hate gal.
Gal.
I've learned that. Gal. Now. You hate gal. Oh, you're good. I don't call you. You're lucky I don't call you gal.
Hi, gals.
Hey, gal.
Hello, the Gallingtons. How are you today? Hello, sir.
Pip, pip.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. We have a busy show today. We are announcing a brand new competition, a life-changing one.
Yes, it is a very big deal, and we will give you lots of details as well as what it is that you could be winning.
And how you can win this.
I saw the news break yesterday and then I was like, nah, this cannot be true. And then I had to double check it and it's in the newspapers. It's in a few of the newspapers today. Okay, does this theme music mean anything to you? Okay, you ready? We're going rural here.
Oh, that has a banger like T.G. Cahir.
Oh yeah, you've guessed right. This is the opening for Ros na Ruin.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
I used to sit there during like trying to study for my Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
I'd stick on Ros na Ruin.
You were like, I'm working on my Irish. I'm getting my...
Did they get rid of the subtitles? Because recently I watched it and I think it like the subtitles, like the English wasn't on it.
Oh. Well,
I don't know. I could be wrong. It could be just one of the days that I checked it.
Sometimes I'd say they kind of just go, I know, we're just going to leave it as is. But I used to love watching Ros na Ruin, right? And it's still on. Okay. And
Tig, isn't that the name of the guy?
There's Tig, there's Vince, there's McDara.
Oh, McDara, he was the, yeah.
McDara O'Farrata.
Pups.
Oh, yes. Okay, right. You will never guess. They're getting the cameo of all cameos. Okay.
Are we talking Irish?
Yes, but...
Like, is it someone like Baz or Deirdre O'Kane?
No,
or...
but they have Irish ancestry.
Oh, so we're talking like English or American?
Yeah, this person... Huge star. And
can they speak Irish?
Well, they have to in this. They learned how to for this.
Who?
This person, right? Has written episodes of The Simpsons. Late night talk show host. Conan
C-O-B.
Conan O'Brien.
That's amazing.
Conan O'Brien.
Do you know what? Now that you say it, I saw a photograph yesterday and it was him standing at a bar. And it looked like somebody was phonetically writing Irish in big white boards.
Yeah.
But I didn't reference it. I just saw it and I just was like, whatever.
You're like, huh?
So yeah. Conan O'Brien's going to be in Ros na Ruin.
Conan O'Brien.
Wow.
I know. So he has this HBO show called Conan O'Brien Must Go. And he's doing this travel show. And he's come to Ireland and he went to Limerick to see, because that's where his...
Oh, I remember
his
that was
roots
a couple of weeks
from.
Ago, wasn't he? Yeah. He's all over the place.
So that's why he was here. So he was filming for that show and he reached out to Ros na Ruin and said, I would like to be on the show. So they were like, okay. So he's in a scene playing a delivery biker delivering balloons.
So he just has to come in and do like two or three lines.
He only has a few lines.
In fairness is, like, there's sometimes I read it up when we get our notes in.
Yeah.
And it's pretty out there. Like, there's some of the things that they
the storylines.
You're kind of going, wow.
Yeah, you're like, well done, you guys. It's a soap that I only ever watch when I'm down the country, and it's, you know, you've rented a little house that has nothing but TG Carr,
and it's all perfect quality,
perfect, clear, and everything else.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
But yeah, how cool is that?
That's savage.
So in his travel show, which we're gonna see, which we're gonna be getting soon, right? It'll have the full episode. It'll show how they filmed the scenes. It'll show him doing the cameo. It'll show all of that. And then also, if you are a fan of Ross and Aroon, that episode is going to air on the 30th of April at 8:30 on TG Carr.
That is good. That is good. I will be
100% tuning into that.
And look, we're not shy in saying that we think everyone should be teaching themselves Irish or learning how to speak Irish.
Now, if Conan O'Brien can learn a couple of fuckle,
and the way he did it was phonetically from that photograph that I saw. But look, at least he's doing it. It's great.
Flying the flag.
Oh, that's really cool.
Go on, Conan.
Conan is everywhere now. Like, he did that Hot Ones, you know, the chicken wing challenge.
Yes.
And then everyone started talking about stories about Conan O'Brien. Even if you don't like him, the stories are brilliant, because there was one, I think I was telling you the other day, where he was writing for Saturday Night Live or The Simpsons or whatever it was, and they just hired a new writer and brought him out for dinner. They were going to go for a couple of pints, and your man was rude to the waiter. Like, he literally hadn't even started the job yet, this guy.
Yeah.
And Conan was like, get rid of him. Anyone who's rude to a waiter or any sort of service industry staff, out. So your man, whoever this person was, he never even got a job.
But that's mad. But it is so true. If you see somebody treating, like, somebody in a shop, somebody that works in a shop or a waiter or anything, you're like, mm-mm, this is your true colours. Get out.
Alarm bells. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. So, did you see yesterday on the news, I think it's actually on some of the papers this morning, that there is a pub somewhere in Dublin that's not serving some Diageo products?
Oh.
Because it's gone up, the price of them giving the alcohol to people has gone up. Always drink responsibly and all that. But have you seen that?
No, I haven't. So wait,
Cavanaugh's, I think it's called.
So wait,
could be
they've
wrong.
Stopped serving it because that they don't stand by the price.
The price hikes, yeah.
It's at, okay.
And I think it's all over the papers this morning. They're doing deals now on, like, cash deals.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's just that businesses, look, if you own a business right now and you're listening to us, it's not easy out there at the minute. It's pretty tough.
I know. And then you have people constantly slating what's, like, your prices as well, which I can understand is out of your control as well.
So on the 12th of April, what date is today? The 17th. 12th of April, a receipt went wild on Twitter of some pub in Temple Bar, and they ordered whatever they ordered, and it was €130.70, right?
Yeah.
A lot of Always Drink Responsibly's in it.
Yes.
But anyway, the reason why I'm telling you this is that somebody in Roscommon, a place called Le Caro, I could have pronounced that wrong, in Roscommon, did the same order. And then put the receipts side by side.
So the
one in Temple Bar was €130.
Okay.
Now just remember, they also have loads of overheads. They have loads of rent rates. They have all the sort.
Yeah, sure. So if you're in Temple Bar, it's expensive to have a property.
But it's expensive there as well.
Yeah.
£130 in Temple Bar.
Yeah.
In Roscommon, £65.30.
What? Less than half.
Less than half.
That is ridiculous.
Now, I know you can say that it's probably cheaper in Roscommon. You're in Dublin, but again, Temple Bar is more expensive than anywhere else in the world, in Ireland, I should
say. But sure, even remember before all of the hikes going mad, that if you went into Temple Bar, you're paying an extra €3 on top of something that you could get literally on Dame Street.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, it's absolutely mad.
I understand, like, because I know, do you know that in certain parts of the world, there's things that you take photographs, like, not of the Spire, not of Molly Malone, of just, like, famous, let's say influencers have now made things famous.
Yes.
So if you go to Paris, it's that photograph between two houses that overlooks the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yes.
La Rue de l'Université, I think it's called.
Okay.
Very weird.
Beautiful French.
L'Université. Again, it's just a famous photograph place. When it comes to Amsterdam, it's beside the canal.
Yes.
But the new one for people coming to Ireland, or Dublin especially, outside a pub in Temple Bar, and they have that hiddly diddly look, and they've got lights. It's beautiful.
Oh, is that the one that's green? Or is it the red one?
It's the red one.
Yes, the red one that has all the flowers.
Stunning.
It's gorgeous outside.
But that's what people are doing now. So they're going to those places just to see that. And that's cool. And I really like that, because anyone I know that comes to Ireland, I'm always like, you have to go to Temple Bar for that photograph.
I know, and you know what? It's funny because I know any time that like I'm going out with pals, we'll always avoid Temple Bar. But from seeing TikTok and
they're
from seeing
going
what the
all the time.
People are going all the time, and it makes me want to go as well.
It's a hiddly diddly music. I think everyone wants that. Now, before people giving out to us, we're only comparing what we saw on, and we know that Temple Bar have a lot more overheads. We know that Dublin Pub is a lot more overheads.
Dublin, yeah,
compared to the country ones. But it's just mad to see
the difference.
Yeah, in it.
That is mental. But to be honest, anywhere outside of Temple Bar these days is the same. Is Temple Bar?
Yeah, it's getting like that. But look here, big up the workers and big up everyone in the pub industry because it's tough at the minute.
Yeah, don't be giving out to them for the prices. It's not the staff's fault.
It's pretty tough. That's on Twitter. It's gone viral this morning, people talking about it. Are you ready for this? This is life-changing. This brand new competition with FM 104 and the Strawberry Alarm Clock. I'm going to press this button and all will be revealed. Ooh. Somebody in Dublin is going to win this prize. Are you ready?
FM 104.
Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek brand new cheap adventure. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Here.
That is amazing. We can finally say to celebrate the Strawberry Alarm Clock Breakfast Anywhere campaign, FM 104 is giving away a brand new Jeep Avenger.
And how you can enter is very, very easy. To enter, you need to go to one of our many locations across Dublin to take a short video in one of our brand new FM 104 Jeep Avengers.
So over the past couple of weeks, we have been taking videos, we've been taking photographs, we've been getting ready for this Monday where it kicks off. Somebody is going to win themselves a brand new Jeep Avenger.
Yes, we know everyone loves the smell of strawberries in the morning, but how about the smell of a brand new car? We serve excitement every morning, and to level up the excitement, we are giving away a brand new sleek Jeep Avenger.
Myself and Zainab got to drive this Jeep Avenger the other day. Bougie.
It glides. You'll be touching the seats. You'll be feeling the seats.
It's got JBL speakers in it. It's got, you'd want to hear the indicators. And anyone who's ever driven a Jeep Avenger knows what we're talking about.
Oh, it's got a beat to it. It has got a beat. It's got,
bum,
you know,
chica-bum,
the MagSafe.
Oh, yes.
Phone charger
bits.
Oh, it's got everything.
It's big. It's got a big boot. It's got big bucket back seats and front seats. You can drive in style anywhere. So to get involved, this is going to be ridiculously easy, okay? It's free of charge, first of all, to enter. You have to come look for us in different locations all around Dublin. But we're not going to keep that secret. We're going to tell you every single day where we're going to be. It's either going to be the FM 104 Roadsters with those beautiful Jeep Avengers, or it's going to be us as well, broadcasting live. Could it be in your gaff? Could it be in your town? Could it be on your street? This Saturday, we kick it all off. We're looking for you to come to us to see the Jeep Avenger at Dundrum Town Centre.
Yes, take a short video in the Jeep Avenger and then listen in on Monday morning at 8 a.m. when the winning begins. And we will let you know exactly how that's going to happen very, very soon.
Like Saturday, if you're doing nothing, head out to Dundrum Town Centre. Find the FM 104 Roadsters, jump in the car, get a feel for what it feels like. The bucket seats are incredible.
Brilliant. And you know, do what I love doing. Manifest. Sit in that car. Sit in that car and manifest driving that car away.
Meditating in the backseat of the car. Saying up will be like that for the rest of the next couple of weeks.
That's where you'll find me.
FM 104 and Jeep Avenger. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock Breakfast Anywhere. I'm so excited about this.
Same.
Life changing. I keep saying it. You could be sitting in a brand new Jeep Avenger and a kid kicks off this Saturday in Dundrum Town Centre. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104 with Jim, Crossy and Zainab. Good morning, Dublin. The Beckhams. Like, would you be interested, Zainab, in what Posh does or Becks?
I do. I think it's because I fell in love with Victoria around the Spice Girls. I had the Spice Girls Barbie doll.
Okay, so you obviously then were a big fan of...
Big fan of theirs. And yeah, I loved the documentary. I want to know more.
They had the big Netflix thing, remember that? The big Netflix
that
thing
big
about
documentary.
Beckham.
It was really interesting.
And that went up for a BAFTA as well. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I feel like they're fully back in the spotlight, even for people that aren't madly obsessed.
Yeah,
with
like the Americans now want to know more about them because of all that.
Yeah,
there's a brand new book coming out from a fella who wrote one about Simon Cowell. It's called House of Beckham by Tom Bower: Money, Sex, and Power.
Ooh.
So I'm kind of thinking, what else do we need to know about them? Like, they've literally given so many interviews. There's been so many exposés on them.
Yeah, sure. Even the kids are openly talking about, like, they're doing all interviews and stuff like that. So I thought, is there anything left?
So according to this guy, he said that, so when he did the Simon Cowell book,
mm-hmm.
he spent weeks with Simon, and that's where they found out that he had a relationship with Danny Minogue. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And that came from his book with Simon. And then he was asked then, oh, sure, did you get loads of time with the Beckhams?
Yeah.
They wouldn't speak to him.
Which...
And he says, I wouldn't have even asked them anyway because they've done so much and I know so much. I don't need them.
So wait, are they involved?
They're not involved,
they're not involved at all. Whatsoever.
So it's going to talk about their marriage.
Okay.
Their relationships, their ups, their downs. What do they really represent? And he says, the book has all the answers.
Oh,
it's a bit, you know, like, imagine just like you're doing your daily business and then some fella's writing a book about you, you know, saying, I know what you did.
It's like, yeah, you're like, can you leave some, can I have a bit of privacy? Fair enough if it was them wanting to be like, we want to show you how we've, our marriage has gone through all this and, you know, we're giving you more details than you already knew, la la la, all that kind of stuff. But for the fact that this guy is going, I know all your secrets.
Yeah, he said that he said that a lot of people that are friends of the Beckhams
didn't speak. Oh.
Because the Beckhams were like, don't talk to this fella. He's writing a book about us. It's just a bit strange.
I know. Sorry, he's making money off of them.
Off them, yeah. So anyway, the book is going to be out. It doesn't say when it's going to be. I'm sorry, the end of 2024, I think it is.
I am a very bad reader. Like, I buy books and then they just live on my shelf and they just make the house look pretty, right? But the books that I end up reading, the ones that I end up actually picking up, are always these kinds of books.
The trash.
And now that you say it, I'm like, so when's that coming in again? Yeah, okay, right. Let me see what Simon's written.
Go on, what do they do?
What do they do?
I think for me, yeah, I try and read books. I find it very hard. Concentrate. You can probably see that I find it very hard to concentrate. But I did read Mark Mehigan's book recently.
Oh, yeah.
And it is brilliant. Like, it was top of the charts for 2 or 3 weeks.
Because is he talking about a lot of his mental health in that book?
Mental health, alcohol, drug abuse.
Wow, okay.
I read it in 2 days. And I'm telling you, it usually takes me about 8 weeks to read a book.
I know, you were...
And it's brilliant. It was raving.
Yeah,
really
you were
good.
Saying to me, you were like, do you want an X? I was like, yeah, but you won't be getting it back for a very long time.
Yeah. One page a day. It's okay. I'm always like that as well.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Former Little Mixer Perry Edwards' debut solo song Forget About Us is out now, and her first album is set to be released later this year. So here we asked her who her inspirations were when she was growing up.
Any diva, Christina Aguilera, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, Whitney... Like, just all of those incredible vocalists, I would sit in my room. Until I could hit their notes, I wouldn't come out the room.
What?
There's some amount of women that she looked up to.
They're big belters. But also, if you were looking for a belter in any of the Little Mix songs, it was always coming from Perry.
It was always coming from Perry,
yeah. She had the money notes.
Favourite Little Mix song?
Ooh.
Sweet Melody.
Oh, she's a
great song.
I did. Oh. You're probably on the spot. Why can I think
or of... Or Wasabi.
Wasabi?
Yeah, it's a good song.
Oh, or Power.
Power is a great song as well.
Yes.
Nicola Coughlan. If you're looking for that answer, Nicola Coughlan is what we were talking about a couple of minutes ago. Mm-hmm. She was talking about... she's in a brand new thing called Big Mood. It's a film that's out. But she was also filming Bridgerton at the time. Listen to her talk about it.
I remember that I was so tired, I would just start crying randomly. And I would be saying, there's nothing actually wrong with me. I just am very tired because, you know, I had to, like, learn my Big Mood script on the Bridgerton set. And then I'd film one show on the week and the other on the weekend.
Oh my God, well done her.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. There's a reason why she's working loads.
Yeah. Oh, she's yes.
I would say she sounds...
She seems really sound, really grounded, and also just want to be her pal. We have to talk about Zendaya. Okay, she spoke to Mark from Variety on whether she wants a third season of Euphoria.
God love that show, because like Euphoria is incredible.
It's huge.
It's been dogged with strikes. The actor strike happened, and then it paused again, then it paused again. So I think do they play kids in it?
Yeah, they're like teenager, kind of late teens.
Here's what she said.
Euphoria, will we see a third season?
I don't know. I am
I am not in charge.
But you want it.
But of course, if it's right for the characters and everything turns out the way it should, of course. But it's beyond me.
One day at a time.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, that sounds like it's not happening.
She's like, thank you.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Ince 2 Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Playing FM104's Ince 2 Grand this morning in Dublin is Sophie. Morning, Sophie. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, that sounds like a very nervous good morning there, Sophie.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
Are you one of those ones that you're like, I never thought they'd call me?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll try and text and see. I play it every morning on the way to work, but like this morning.
How do you usually do when you're listening?
I usually do okay, but that's when I'm in the car of my own.
Oh, so you've a few people with you this morning. Okay, look, it's totally fine. What would you spend $2,000 on?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe go on a holiday.
Yes. I know that obviously sometimes you want to be sensible, but sometimes you just blow it
all. Blow it all.
It's a girl math. This money is free. It is fully free. Yeah.
Free money. It's not my money.
No, well, there you go. Yes.
Here we go. 10 questions. We have to accept your first answer. And
you can pass as well, and we'll come back to it if we have time.
And it's all in under 60 seconds.
Yes.
Sophie, no pressure. You're talking to friends here. It's all good. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Tigger, Piglet and Eeyore are all friends with who?
Winnie the Pooh.
What's the name of the Irish soap on T.G. Cahir?
Rosnery.
Who is Beyonce's other half?
Jay-Z.
Is Connolly train station on the north or south side?
The south side.
What county is Ennis in?
Clare.
True or false, Gary Barlow from Take That was in Star Wars?
False.
What country is sushi from?
Japan.
Spoke, saddle, bell and chain are all parts of what?
The bike.
Tunisia is a country in what continent?
Asia.
And what character in Sesame Street is tall and yellow?
Oh, Big Bird.
Do you know what? You got 10 seconds left there, Sophie. Calm and collected.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Can I just say at the very start here, I'm so happy you've got at least one wrong, Sophie, because there's one of these here that we have to accept your first answer, and you said something that doesn't sound like what it's supposed to sound.
I know. I literally was like, I'm going to have to talk to the boss.
It's the second time in a week we're talking to our boss about something.
Okay, so let's go through them now, okay? Tigger, Piglet and Eeyore are friends with Winnie the Pooh. You got that right. Okay, what's the name of the Irish soap on T.G. Cahir? Rosnaroon. You said Rosnery, and that was the one that we were like, oh no, will we have an issue with this?
I'll tell you a quick story about a place called Rosnery. My granny is from a place outside of Slane.
Oh yeah.
And there used to be a priest there in a place called Rosnery that did mass in 11 minutes. Because he had to go to another mass up the road. So he needed 11 minutes. I said, can we go out to granny and bring her to mass? Why do you always want to go to granny's mass? 11 minutes.
That is gas. Okay, who is Beyonce's other half, Jay-Z? You got that right. Connolly train station is on the north side. You said south side. So that was the other one that you got wrong.
Thank God for us. So
I know.
Thank God.
Once you got that wrong, I was like, oh, if you were in the clear. Okay, Ennis is in Clare. You got that right. Now, this one is mad. Gary Barlow from Take That was actually in Star Wars.
Very strange.
Is that mad? Absolutely mad. What country is sushi from? Japan. You got that right. Spoke, saddle, bell and chain are parts of a bike. You got that right as well. Tunisia is a country in Africa. And what character in Sesame Street is tall and yellow? Big Bird. So you got 6, Sophie. 6 out of 10. Really good going.
That's so bad. Yeah.
Would you like a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug for coming on today?
Yeah, of course.
Sophie, you sound raging to me. I'm so sorry. I would have loved to have given you that $2,000.
You sound defeated.
No, you're fine. No holidays for me.
Oh, Sophie! Oh, here, making us feel bad.
Can someone get on to Cassidy Travel or someone? We need to give this girl a holiday. Sophie, thanks so much for playing today, all right?
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, have a good day. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, another chance for you to win a $2,000 on FM 104 Strawberry Alarm Clock.
I know. Oh, I need to do something now to relieve all this guilt. All the
I
guilt.
I hope you're happy now. Sophie's going crying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
On the news last night about rubber ducks in the Liffey.
Rubber ducks? There were rubber
like
ducks
rubber
in the Liffey.
That's a little rubber ducks you have in your... You haven't heard this?
No, I haven't seen it. They were in the Liffey.
Okay, so a long time, not even a long time ago, back in the early noughties, yes, like 2006, 2007, I don't know what date it was, that there was this brilliant charity that wanted to do the biggest duck race ever with plastic ducks and throw them all into the Liffey.
Oh, yeah.
And see which ones wins. Isn't it mad to think that that even was a thing now? Like that, the fact that that would not even get to in front of a CEO now.
No chance. No chance. Throw plastic in the water, no.
But does that just show how good, how far we've come that we all know that you can't do that now? So 150,000 rubber ducks were released into the Liffey in the summer of 2006.
Okay, 2006. How many years ago would that have been now?
18 years ago.
Okay,
18
yep.
years ago. It was an attempt to break the world record for the largest ever plastic duck race.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, yeah. Cool.
Come on to 2024.
Yeah.
2 days ago, in a remote island off Scotland, a young fella, 13 years of age, sees something washed up on the sea. It is one of the ducks.
Stop.
Like one of the ducks, 18 years later, and there's not a mark on it. It's a bit faded.
Yeah.
But doesn't it just show what everyone's talking about?
That is mad. So it's not that it was found. I thought you were going to say like, oh, some remote island off Ireland. No, it went to Scotland.
It went to Scotland. 18 years later, it went to Scotland. So the young fella who saw it was going to throw it in the bin, but his ma says, oh no, like there's something on the, you know, there was writing on it. So they're trying to figure out who, because everyone was allowed to buy it for charity.
Oh.
So to buy a duck. So 150,000 ducks. Like if they were going at 10 a piece or 20 euro a piece.
Yeah, like they were able to raise a lot of money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were trying to find out who owns the duck that escaped the River Liffey, went out to the Irish Sea and somehow ended in Scotland.
I feel like that needs to be in some museum. What museum would that be? I'm not
sure. There's a duck museum. There is a plastic duck museum somewhere.
There is, in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Yeah, and you can buy ones and they all have like different professions. I have Mozart rubber ducky for my bath.
They really catch you with everything,
they do.
Don't they?
They, like, know
they literally know how to get you. So yeah, it's just like the full story is on FM104.ie. Go have a look at it. But I just think 18 years ago, we threw 150,000 plastic ducks into water. Again, great charity. Oh, let's go praise the charity.
Yes.
But, and all the money raised. But
now we'd be throwing biodegradable rubber.
We'd be throwing anything into it.
Actually, that's fair.
Nothing into it.
Petals?
Petals? Probably petals, yeah.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Before we go on, I need to ask you all a question. Do you want to hear a story about The Sopranos? And it will spoil the ending if you haven't watched it, because I need to tell this. I need to tell you about the ending to tell you about the story.
Oh, getcha. Okay, right.
087-679-7104. Yes or no? Should I tell this wild Soprano stories that's doing the rounds this morning?
Okay, and otherwise, we'll if people want to do it, then we can just say spoiler, spoiler, and then just shh, Okay, we have to talk about Perry Edwards. Okay, so we were mentioning earlier her debut solo song, Forget About Us, is out now, and her first album is set to be released later this year. Now, here she is telling us about her first concert experience.
Well, I saw McFly on tour for the first concert I ever went to, and it was epic. Then I saw Paramore, and it was from that moment I knew I wanted to be a singer, and I had to be a singer. Somehow I was going to do it because she inspired me so much, and I just loved it.
I love Perry.
That's a very random duo, isn't it? McFly and then Paramore.
You can see the phases of adulthood that she was going through. Baby girl into, yeah, I'm going to wreck the place.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa's been talking about her Illusion music video and where the whole kind of thing came about. Ooh. It's about a boy.
Uh-oh.
I was in, I guess, the milkshake of singledom. This crazy roller coaster of funny stories, and I think it just makes for really good writing. And so I'd go in and I'd sit with Caroline, who I've been working with since my first album. It's funny when someone thinks that they can trick you or they can be an illusion of some sort and you see right through it, but you choose to like play along because it's just more funny. But you know, all the way through, I guess it's just part of the dating thing.
Interesting. I heard actually that she was planning her third album when she was making her first album.
She's a proper star.
A proper star. And sorry, when you see the video and the photos from it, wow.
Oh, Lord.
It made me cry. Anyway.
So a good few people have said yes, okay? If you have not watched The Sopranos and you don't want me to spoil it, close your ears for literally 40 seconds. I'm going to dance around this, okay?
Okay.
So back in 2021... the main female lead said they recorded something after The Sopranos ended. So
okay.
After that ending,
yep,
they did something with the female lead, Carmela, is that her name?
Yes.
And Tony.
Okay.
So James Gandolfini.
Yes.
So Tony and Carmela,
mm-hmm,
filmed something 2 years after
Sopranos. Okay.
For one person. And that was LeBron James. So the New York Knicks wanted to get LeBron James onto their team.
Okay.
And all other basketball people were trying to get him as well. And they found out he was a massive fan of the New York Knicks.
Okay.
So Tony and Carmela,
yeah,
filmed something after the very end of The Sopranos.
For LeBron.
Only LeBron James. It's now out in public. You can now go see it if you want to go look for it to see what it's about. We're not going to talk about the ending.
Yes.
But you have make what you make of that. And it only was at LeBron James. And I think he signed for the New York Knicks afterwards.
Talk about a way to, you know, charm somebody onto your team if you have all that money.
I've watched it.
Yes.
It is incredible. And it is like, wow.
Okay, going to Google aggressively
now. It's only
now.
A couple of minutes long. But okay. What they did to get him.
FM 104.
Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek, brand new, cheap adventure.
Let's go.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
That gives me shivers when I hear that.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. And to celebrate breakfast anywhere on FM 104, we are giving away a brand new Jeep Avenger.
Yes, and it is so easy to enter and, can I say, free of charge to do so as well. So to enter, you need to go to one of our many locations across Dublin and take a short video in one of our brand new FM 104 Jeep Avengers. And we'll tell you where to go as well. We're not keeping it a secret.
This Saturday, we are going to be at Dundrum Town Centre.
Yes.
Like Dundrum Town Centre. Pop into the car. Relaxing it.
See, envision yourself in the car.
Touch the steering wheel, the seats,
smell
jump in the back.
Smell that new car smell.
The FM 104 Roadsters will then get you to do a little video, and that will all make sense in a couple of days. We're going to tell you what happens then after that and how you're in the draw to win this Jeep Avenger. So Dundrum Town Centre this Saturday, go down to the FM 104 Roadsters. It's so cool.
Yes, and then on Monday, make sure you're listening in from 8. Well, actually, sorry, at 8 when the winning begins. We will explain more very, very soon.
Brand new car smell, brand new horn.
I'd love one.
Brand new. Oh, yeah.
You had to. We were in it the other day, and I swear, Jim and Crossy had to drag me out of the car. I was like, let me see those T's and C's. Surely there's a loophole in here for me.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock, breakfast anywhere. You can win yourself a brand new Jeep Avenger. And it's starting Monday morning on the Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim, Crossy, and Zainab. I was talking to someone yesterday that are getting ready for the confo and the communions. They're coming out. They have a bouncy castle company and they were like, or out the door for the next couple of weeks?
I'd say so, because it's a huge industry.
It's a massive, it's a money-making industry, as my granny would say. I'm only joking. But anyway, I started laughing because I was like, they're having bouncy castles in their back garden, because I remember for family occasions, there was always that one place that everyone went to celebrate. We had a couple in ours. The first was the Lamb Doyle's pub up the Dublin Mountains.
Oh, right. The Lamb Doyle's pub.
Does anyone remember the Lamb Doyle's? We used to go there and have dinner, or we'd have a breakfast there to celebrate, be it communion, confirmation, someone's 60th or whatever it was.
Does it still exist?
No, I don't think it does anymore. I think that the building's still there. I could be completely wrong. I haven't been there in a long time. The Goat was another place.
Oh, yes.
And that's still a big place in ours.
Oh, huge place, yeah.
And then McDonald's in Phibsborough. The very first McDonald's I ever went to was McDonald's in Phibsborough. So we want to know, where's the place that your family do or did go?
Yes. 0876797104. Let's hear them. Shout
what was
places.
Yours?
So I remember we used to go to the Addison Lodge in, like, across from Botanic Gardens. That has since been knocked down. I think there's apartments there now. But we used to always go with, like, the grandparents for, like, communion, confirmation.
those little shindigs.
Those little spots. And then the other place we would go to, and I remember it so well, like, hiding under the table. Like, I was that age, and I'm sure everybody around us was hating us. Il Corvo in Drumcondra. That was when we were like, ooh, posh, posh, posh.
I do remember that place.
Do you remember
Il Corvo? Yeah, I do. Someone just says the Lamb Doyle building is still there, but it's closed. That's from Yvonne. We want to know where your place was, and it can be as cheesy or as high end or whatever it is.
Yeah.
To 0876797104. A big one is Blake's in Stillorgan.
Oh, Blake's.
Oscar Taylor's in Portmarnock.
The St. Lawrence in Hoth. Oh, best carvery ever. That's from Karen. I'll have to give that a go.
And it's one of those things that even, like, when you grow up and you've got your own family or your own boyfriend or girlfriend,
you
still venture.
Them, don't you? You want to show them your world. You're like, this is where this happened. I'm still that person when we drive past El Corvo, I'll go, we used to go in there. And it's like, yeah, I know. You've told me a thousand times.
Joe, we're going to come back to it. One has come in multiple times. The business is still going and people still go into it. Myself and Zainab are talking about, where was the places that you went for the family occasion, communion, confirmation, your granny's 60th, whatever it was, that you kind of look back, or even you still go to it?
Yeah, I know, but we're taking you down memory lane, right? So we have one here, Little Venice in Santry. I completely forgot about Little Venice. Very good.
I had a lot of pasta in Little Venice in Santry.
Oh, it was very, very good. We also have Harry Ramsden. It was on the Longmile Road. It's gone years. I remember that as well. I think that was any time I'd meet up with the cousins because they were down that way. Really nice restaurant.
Was that like a famous chef maybe?
I don't know. It's still in England. So it's a restaurant still in England.
Here's one for you that I could not believe it. Jimmy Chung's on the Keys.
Jimmy Chung. Oh, that was my first ever all you can eat. And I would... I would make a show of myself.
There's not that many all you can eat. I know there's one in Dundrum Town Centre, which is beautiful, but there's not that many these days. Claire, you're on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Good morning.
Hi.
This has This has come in.
Loads of times. It's still coming in actually right now.
It's flying in, and we haven't mentioned it because we wanted to talk to you about it. Claire, for any family events, communions, confirmations, where did or do you go to?
Oh, we always went to Joelle's.
Joelle's on the Nace Road.
A 90s classic.
And still doing so well on the Nace Road.
By the sounds of it as well. We're getting so much in. What was it like? What was it, literally every family event you'd go to Joelle's?
Yeah, absolutely everything. All the communions, all the parties, confirmations. I even think we graduated to, you know, when we were teenagers, we'd get a lift out with the parents and go into Joelle's for our... I remember Chicken Maryland at the time was a very popular dish. That's what we used to always get.
I'm getting hungry thinking about it now. Well, do you know what, Claire?
Back,
I would say maybe 15 years ago on the Strawberry Alarm Clock, we used to do a thing called Kids in the Car. Do you remember it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There was a little girl who came. I'll never forget this day, right? There was a little girl, two little girls before. One little girl, the question was, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
One said a penguin, and I just respected that all my life. And the other one was, when I grow up, I want to be a waitress in Joelle's.
Oh, stop.
Isn't that amazing?
Claire, is that still your life?
Did she ever make the cut?
I wonder.
Yes.
We need to go to Joelle's. Next family occasion, we will see you there, Claire.
There's some more coming
yes,
in as well.
Absolutely.
There's this one right came in, which is quite interesting. Charlie's on Dame Street. You know Charlie's.
Oh yeah, Chinese place.
Yeah, that's really nice. Oh, like that's more of a late night place that I would have frequented.
Yeah, same. I always would have gone there with pals.
Had you any more, Claire, that you went to?
No, it was really just Joelle's. Yeah, we went there a few years ago for my mom's 60th or some big birthday, and it really hadn't changed. It was exactly the same.
Okay, so a proper loyal customer, Claire.
Claire, thanks so much. All
yes,
right,
absolutely.
Have a good
no
Wednesday.
No problem. Thanks. No problem. Bye.
Bye. Keely's Airport Road used to get a mixed grill, and there was a mini arcade downstairs. That Ooh. Was just, you know, to make sure the kids are all nice and quiet.
Keep them busy.
I've never heard of this before. Burgerland on O'Connell Street. Burgerland. Free glass with your meal.
Burgerland.
The step in and step side. Every posh occasion, we got scampi and chips.
You feel
elevated
when you have scampi.
Wynn's Hotel, Abbey Street. I had a beautiful bowl of soup in Wynn's and Abbey Street there only recently.
That's coming from a very, very serious critic over here. The Dolly Mount House.
Yes.
What did we say? Keely's beside the airport. JD Steakhouse in Terran.
And that is still open, and you get a fine steak there as well.
Ooh, okay. Anybody else hungry?
Lads, that's just made me smile. And it's mad that we all have the same ones. Does that make sense?
I know. But it's mad that some of these places don't realise how important they are in our lives.
Yeah.
Like you and that Fibsborough McDonald's. We'll have to go there as a treat, Crossy.
We went to see Leeds United play someone in Tulka Park in the 90s.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad are like, we're going for a treat. It's like, where are we going? A place called McDonald's. Never heard of it. Never, ever heard of it. Went into it and it blew my mind. But you know what used to terrify me?
What?
Remember they used to have loads of beeps and all that in the kitchen?
Oh, yes.
Remember the beep, 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 beep?
Yeah.
I remember I used to do two Hail Marys going in when I was a little fella. It was terrifying.
I thought you were going to say it was Ronald McDonald's statue scared you. No, it was the beep.
It's the strawberry alarm clock on FM104. It didn't stop me from eating though, did it?
Crossy, what about the Ballery Scarms and Navin? Every event, communions, weddings, funerals, you name it.
Yeah, I think there's certain places everywhere. Blanche is a few places as well.
Yes.
Swords.
Everybody has each little suburb has its own main place that people will go to.
And now we're all starving as well.
I'm really hungry.
But yeah, look, that will be on our podcast later on today if you missed it. The places where you celebrated your bits and bobs as a kid. Can we come in and just talk about it, right? Dubai at the minute. Can anyone explain to us on 087-679-7104 what is going on with Dubai?
It's absolutely insane. I was, as I do of an evening, scrolling through TikTok, and there I see a big, really, really, really tall apartment block and loads of massive, like heavy looking garden furniture flying off the balconies.
There's rain everywhere. There's rain on the roads that look like rivers. Someone said to me, oh, it's that cloud thing they're doing. But I don't know if it is or not, if that's true or not. You know, where they create their own rain.
People were thinking, was it artificial rain? But I'm looking here, right? It was the heaviest rainfall to happen in 75 years. In 75 years, and a year and a half's rain fell in just one day. So that's why it's absolutely insane there.
A friend of mine was there last week and said they were predicting this was going to happen, and then one of his mates still lives over there. Mm. Like, we've a lot of people that either go to Australia or live in Dubai, don't they?
Oh, here, sure. One of my mates lived in Dubai for years. She only moved back recently. There's loads of them. There's loads of Irish
people
in Dubai.
Loads of Irish people in Dubai. But all their videos of the rain and the wind, and I don't want to say, I don't know what it is. Is it just the normal weather? Have they done something to it? And then all of a sudden they've just realised, oh God, what have we done with it now?
Yeah, or is it climate change? Do they actually have an artificial rain that they do?
I've gone down this TikTok route. Like, I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
Where they can harvest rain, or they can do something with it to make rain. Again, that could be a complete and utter lie. It's something I saw on TikTok. But anyway, the rain is pelting down in Dubai.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, I wonder, I need to go down this conspiracy hole now, because I'm literally thinking of, you know, the Truman Show. Remember that movie where they have it rain and they have it storm? I'm like, is that what happens?
Is that what's going on in Dublin every single day of the bloody week? Fair play to Alison Hammond. She's found love again.
She has found love again in a 6'10" masseur / model.
Hang on a second.
A masseur.
What height is he?
I'm 6'10".
Hand me down the moon.
I know. And a model. Like, have you, like, Google, okay? Because he's got about, not an 8-pack, not a 12-pack, a 16-pack. Like, he is a very good looking. And not only is he good looking, Well done, Alison Hammond. He's 20 years her junior.
Fair play to her.
Go on,
Alison.
Fair
play to her.
Sorry, her life is, like, not only is she starring at everything, look at this.
I really like her. There's something really nice about her that she comes across just lovely.
She's got one of those faces, you know, a welcoming face. You know,
a
one that invites
face,
you in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on,
and I like
Alison.
I know she did that Love of Dogs, the Paul O'Grady TV show.
Oh, yeah, Love
she
of Dogs.
She did it last night in the UK. I don't know if it's on Virgin yet. It probably eventually will be on Virgin. She's got her own show that's going to be following celebrities very soon. She's doing this more. I sound like Louis Walsh. But,
she's doing that. She's going to deliver. She's great.
Wow. And your man's from Brighton that she's with. Well, I think he is.
That's the main thing that stands out for you there, Crossy.
He's from Brighton.
He's from Brighton.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. It's Crossy and Zayn up with you. And come here, I need to talk about Zendaya.
Oh, yes.
So Tina Knowles, you know, Beyonce's,
Beyonce's mom.
She thinks that if there's going to be an epic movie on Beyonce.
Well, then it would be Zendaya.
Zendaya could do it.
Ooh.
And I'm not, do you know what? I actually think that's not a bad choice.
I think she would do a really good job now, in fairness. But for the fact that her own mom is saying, like Beyonce's mom is saying, we'd have Zendaya.
Would you kind of go as far as saying as Tina Knowles is kind of like Kris Jenner?
Oh.
She's a business mom.
Yes, but she is a quieter version of Kris Jenner, okay? She gets the deals done without shouting and screaming about it.
See, I don't know that much about the Jenners, but I just know that What's-Her-Face is quite business.
Oh, she... Like every conversation she's having, she's having it on behalf of the brand.
The brand, not the
brand,
family.
Not the family. The Kardashians are a brand.
My friend is obsessed with the Kardashians.
I feel like some people are just, like it's their whole life.
Isn't it mad though? It hasn't left. Like it hasn't gone away. Like it's still the...
I'm sure when we thought it was going, it just moved to another network.
Disney like Plus were like,
just can't get rid
hello,
of it.
Hello, Mrs. Ross.
I know. Hello, Mr. Mitchell.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.